Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators head to the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. Their meeting coming as the effects of the shutdown continue being felt.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, another deadline, November 1st. Open enrollment for those on Obamacare begins without government subsidies to help pay the premiums. Democrats are insisting on that for a reopening of the government. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Sanae Takaichi. This is ABC News. Russian officials say preparations for a second summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are underway, but no date has been finalized. Florida is going after the popular game site Roblox. ABC's Jim Ryan explains why.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says his office has arrested more than 1,000 child predators this year, with many using Roblox to find victims.
Companies like Roblox have become breeding grounds for predators to get to and have access to our kids.
Uthmeyer is demanding that Roblox turn over records related to its age verification and data collection process for its youngest users. Roblox insists that it has stepped up protections for children who play on the platform. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon now says Amazon Web Services is back up and running after yesterday's outage. Took down all sorts of websites, including Roblox. And it'll be Dodgers Blue Jays in the World Series beginning on Friday after Toronto won last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay drivers may want to add some travel time this week due to highway maintenance project closing some traffic lanes. The Department of Transportation says to expect lanes to be closed on the Tower Drive Bridge through Wednesday. Both north and southbound lanes will be closed on Highway 41 in De Pere between Shearing Road and Larry Lane in Lawrence from 7 at night to 5 the next morning through Friday. And one lane will be closed on 172 from 9 until 2 this afternoon. An 18-year-old Surrey man was killed after hitting a deer in O'Connell County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened just after 10 p.m. Friday night on County Highway B in O'Connell Falls. Authorities say the man lost control after hitting the deer and rolled several times in the ditch, getting ejected from the car. Deputies say he was taken to a Green Bay hospital where he later died. It's a done deal for Festival Foods. The grocery chain now has an out-of-state owner. Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck's Markets, announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 Group, based in St. Louis, now has 164 stores. That total includes Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains, according to Schnuck. The 1939 Group will have more than 19,000 employees. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners, with the same employees supporting the same community efforts. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today, blustery and colder, with scattered light showers developing in the afternoon. High temps only near 50. For tonight, scattered light showers to continue. Still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 42.
WTBW. One, two, three.
Local news, timeless hits, timeless commercials, too. Another one coming up in a matter of minutes here on 97.9 WGBW.
Your alarm clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong?
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Got one more chance for you before the morning's out to win tickets to the Meyer Theater for this Friday night's Linda Ronstadt Experience. It's going to be a great show. So your chance to win those tickets coming in minutes, well, before this hour's up here on WGBW. But before all that, the station with local news and timeless hits has another timeless commercial headed your way in about a minute and a half. Keep it here. 97.9 WGBW.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
It's 8:16 at 97.9 WGBW. Temperature check says 43 degrees. Sunny skies expected today. And we go back now to circa 1967 and an old commercial for an old familiar product.
Up a mighty thirst, then belt down a cold Pepsi Cola. It puts back your energy and tastes better cold than any other soft drink in the world. Put it to the taste.
Taste beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
A vintage Pepsi commercial, 1967, the year for that. I'm Dan Marcus. More timeless commercials tomorrow with Timeless Dan.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout and kick my heels up and down.
Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, said Dan proudly. Connie Feldman has the Green Bay area news. She is next after America. Tin Man.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, down. He didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down. He didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Some Green Bay East High School students walked out in protest after the head football coach and manager of student engagement was placed on administrative leave. Coma Nico Sila has been a regular employee of the Green Bay Area School District since 2018. District officials say they can't comment on the situation because it is a personnel matter. A petition on change.org calling for Sila's reinstatement states that, quote, recent circumstances have led to his removal, causing distress not only for Nico, but for the children and families who have looked up to him and trusted him to lead their youth toward success. More than 1,000 people had signed the petition as of Monday morning. The Green Bay School Board had held a special meeting last night to discuss the next steps in the search for a new superintendent. The board went over their timeline for the process. Applications for the superintendent position will be accepted starting in December. After applications close in January, the board will interview candidates in late February and March, with the contract negotiations set for April of 2026. And Wisconsin has a new millionaire. And someone in Green Bay just got richer, too. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Wautoma for the October 18th drawing. Someone who bought a super cash ticket in Green Bay also won big with a $350,000 prize. You likely know if you're the winner by now, but just in case you haven't checked, that super cash ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on Humboldt Road. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Big lottery winners.
That's right.
If you won the lottery, would you show up to work the next day?
Heck no. Oh, wait. Yes, of course I would, because I love my job.
Wow.
Wow. It's up to $304 million after last night's, no one won last night's drawing.
And which one, Powerball or Mega Millions?
I think Powerball.
Because I think Mega Millions is over half a billion now, isn't it?
Oh, I don't follow that, Dan. I would just keep working anyway.
You're
you know
my
that.
Intrepid reporter.
Oh, yep, you're right. Another story I missed.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. If you come in tomorrow morning and we're just playing songs, no Dan.
Oh,
you know I won.
I got it.
Okay, thank you. Connie.
One offhand comment from the president took beef prices lower on Friday, and now cattle organizations are responding. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. President Trump made an offhand comment about bringing in Argentinian beef to try to help lower consumer beef prices here in the United States. Well, the markets reacted immediately, and now the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is reacting. Colin Woodall is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, we are extremely concerned with the plan, but probably more importantly, we are just flat disappointed that this is the approach that the president has taken. We understand what he is trying to do, but what he does not realize is that in trying to bring the price of beef down for the consumer, it means he's going to bring down the price being paid for cattle for U.S. producers. So in effect, this is a direct attack on U.S. cattle producers, and it negates so much of the work that we have done over the years to build the overall quality of our product.
Colin Woodall, he is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Woodall goes on to say that there are no details of the offhand comments President Trump made aboard Air Force One, but the markets nonetheless have pushed cattle prices lower. What's happening in overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning? I've got numbers next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
No USDA milk report for the month of September because of the government shutdown. Barrel cheese was up a quarter at 177 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese up two at 179 and a half. The AA butter down a penny and a half at 158 a pound. November class 3 milk's up a penny at 1703. December corn's unchanged. November soybeans are up four at 1035. July wheat down a penny right now, 543 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today, blustery and colder with scattered light showers developing in the afternoon. High temps only near 50. For tonight, scattered light showers to continue. Still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. It's 41 degrees at our studios.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. One last chance to win tickets to see... not James Dooley. The Linda Ronstadt Experience Friday night coming up.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all.
news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Love all these songs, all these musics. Arthur Conley did Sweet Soul Music. I'm Dan Marcus. Here it is, the last chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Last pair I have to give away. If you are calling number three now, 920-588-8957. 588-8957 gets you free, no strings attached tickets to the Meyer Theater for Friday night show, the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Going to be a great experience for you if you go. So, again, caller number three, 588-8957 gets the tickets, and good luck from 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for local news and timeless hits, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Hi, WGBW, and who's this?
Leon Kiver.
Where are you calling from, Leon?
I'm volunteering over at the VA right now.
Okay, so Green Bay, right? Okay, appreciate that. The tickets are yours. Stay on the phone. I'll tell you how to get them, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leon. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening to 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
tonight to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Okay, the Packers have two wins in a row now, and they're going up against a guy who knows the team very, very well and how the team thinks, and the coach in Aaron Rodgers. So I'm wondering what's going to happen Sunday. We might talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Fingers crossed for the Packers. In the meantime, Laura McKenna comes in next. That's a familiar name to so many people in the Green Bay area. And then it's Eric Westfall. And then Pete Schwabe. It's a great lineup ahead of us for this Tuesday. And enjoy the day. Meanwhile, enjoy these fall colors and the fall temperatures and the hot chocolate that goes with them. I'm Dan Marcus. Have a great day. Catch up with you tomorrow on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Cause I need
Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators are expected to head to the White House today. They've got a group lunch with President Trump. On November 1st, supplemental food benefits for low-income Americans will be cut off because of the shutdown. Also November 1st, open enrollment for those Obamacare begins without government help paying for premiums. The president of the Louvre will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee today, talking about the brazen jewel heist on Sunday. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Paris.
Grand moment d'émotion, un grand moment de bouleversement.
France's culture minister calling the raid an attack on French history and culture, and that the thieves spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds inside the Apollo Gallery. The race is on to find eight of France's priceless crown jewels. The thieves did leave behind their gloves, gasoline, and a blowtorch, all now undergoing DNA analysis.
Amid reports of predators online, investigators in Florida are demanding access to Roblox. This is ABC News. Prince Andrew may have given up titles like the Duke of York, but scrutiny over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein is only growing. At Buckingham Palace, ABC's Lama Hassan.